We talked about the Nechutei Yama. Who are those people that go into the Yam? So the people that the going says we understand that look and see what's going on in the world. So Zokta going that the waves are the Yetzirah that are trying to capture us. And the Goyin says that the primary sources of the Yetzirah is Sorosha Ba'isa and Shibud Galius, which means the flaw, character flaws of the person, which get magnified by the Sorosha, by the Shibud Galius. The second that there's no Shibud Malchus, we can control our own neshamas. As we did in Mitzrayim, Kigorshim, the second they got out of the Shibugalos, they were able to hold it down, that it shouldn't become Matzah. So, how do you, Lamaisa, the setup of the Gra at this point, so how do you, Lamaisa, control that? You have to remember that even in the Gaul, Hashem is with us. That's what we said yesterday. But I want to, and Hashem's message to us in Gaul is twofold. One is that I am with you in Galus, so don't let the Shimon Malchus make you think that I forgot about you. That's number one. Number two is that number two is that hey, what's going on here? What's in it? Oh, I don't know what happened here. Okay, no, it's fine. Number two is that I don't know. Okay, anyway, number two is that so you have to remember Shabbos was with us even in the Golos. And number two is that and that's symbolized by the name of Eke Asher Eke. That Hashem was revealed to us in Mitzrayim. Number two is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Kashem Tzvakos, that Hashem eventually will be mashlim his shame, will be mashlim his shame, and reveal himself to us in the name of Hashem Tzvakos. Why is Ka the name of Hashem that symbolizes the Geula? Because in a way, that's the name that requires Hashem's Shleimus. Ka is the way Hashem reveals Himself in Golus. It's the Kisei is not Shalem. The Hanhaga of Kodesh Baruch is not Shalem in the Bria. We don't see him. His Shleimus in the Bria. So his name is cut off. Kavyachol. We don't have the Yud and the Hey. And it's Hashem Tzvakos. Yud-Kivavke is that that will come out from the Geula. Now, the end of the stick that we use to knock down the waves says on it, Kashem, Ekesh, Ekesh, Kashem, Tzokis, Amen, Amen. So, what's with the Amen? So, he adds on a knesh like this. Ube'ezes, why do we have the right to await the Geula? Because the Geula is going to come from us, Nomata. It's going to come Nomata. And we say in Saita, Amr Ben-Gamliel, really, every day is very bad. The Amen is what keeps the world going. So, and that's why it says, so that's why it says Amen, Amen. So if you hit the waves with the stick, it says Kashem Tzvakos. Amen, amen. Then the wave will die down. So what's the amen, amen? It's up to going because our schus and galus, our schus kim is the amen. Well, what's he talking about? So pshat is like this. Amen is emuna. If you tell me something and I say amen, I have emuna in what you're saying. Right? If I say it, so I'm saying it, you could believe me, you cannot believe me. I could be saying the truth, I can be lying. But the guy that says amen to what I'm saying, he's showing emuna. That's why it's gadol ha'ina amen yosim min ha'mevarech. Because the mevarech, okay, so he chattered away a bracha. The guy that says amen, oh, he has emuna in what you're saying. So it's in a way a greater statement of the bracha itself. So amen is where the person is having emuna in what's being said. They have faith in what's being said. They're affirming it and having faith in it. So Zokta going now like this. It's not just enough to know the two names of Hashem. Because even if we know the two names of Hashem, but we need to bring the lessons that the two names of Hashem are and bring them into our lives today. We're not very nice. Gula will come. But I'm sitting here. There's a Shibun Malchus. And I'm about to be Nichshal Navera. And you're telling me, Kashem Tzvakus. So what? How? What's the symbol that a person is living with that emuna today? So the symbol is if he's saying amen. When he says amen, then he's fundamentally affirming his belief in it, so that that belief now becomes part of the way he's living today. Why is it that we say a person doesn't believe in Yemosim Mashiach? We say the Rambam says we don't really know what Mashiach is going to be like. I don't know about Tchias Amesim. Da 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 da. Fine. So why is it that if a person doesn't believe in Tchias Amesim, he has no or Mashiach, he has no chelik in Olam Haba? Who really cares? But like I said, I believe in Tamar Sinai. I believe in Tzchav Oynish. I believe in Hashem. I'm going to do the mitzvahs. I'm very, God, I don't believe in Mashiach. I do. I don't. What's the nafkamina? Why is it so important? Because it's not that I believe in Mashiach at some later date. That's not the point. The point is you have to believe in Mashiach so that it affects the way you behave today. The idea is, I'm saying, this is my pathetic being, and this is the way we're supposed to be, then this is pretty bad news. We have to understand, no, we're living right now, but this is not the way we're supposed to be living. We're not supposed to, this is not an ideal existence. We're supposed to be living in a matzav of Maim Liyam Echasim and that the whole world is Das Es Hashem and there's no Hester upon him. So how do you bring that idea into your life? You have to have emunah and Mashiach. If the person doesn't believe that, so then they're not living Yiddishkeit. Not because they're missing any idea of tomorrow. It's because today is a problem. Your today is not the same today if you don't believe in Mashiach. So that's what's going on here too. You're telling me that the Yetzirah is going to about to come. It's a wave. So take your stick and knock it down. And say, I'm not part of the Shiva Balchis. I believe Ek Hashem is with me now and Kashem Tzvakais, Hashem is going to be God else in the future. So how's that going to help me knock down the wave? Amen. Affirm it, and you have to have a emunah in it. If the person has a emunah in it, they will be able to bring it into their life so that they can behave that way. So that's what he's saying. So when a person says, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, what they're saying is essentially that the world, it says like this. That's what the Goyin says. Do we see the Shmei Rabba? Do we see in today's the way we live our lives, the Shmei Rabba of, right? Because it says, every day is horrible. Why is every day horrible? Once the Shmei Rabba was Nechrav, because it's Hester upon him. We don't see Hashem. So, what keeps the world going? Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba. What's Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba? Because we see a world of Hester upon him. We see a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding. So you say, Yesh Mei Rabba, Yesh Mei Rabba. You see Hashem? Yeah, I don't see the way that you can keep the world running is if you have to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hester upon him. So you say, Amen Yesh Mei Rabba, you see Yesh Mei Rabba. And you're saying amen. You're saying I am affirming that the Yesh Mirabu is time today also. So that's what keeps the world going in Gaulis. If in Gaulis we wouldn't have a mini Yesh Mirabu, then we wouldn't be able to keep it going. So they're going to the exact same point, that you have to have amen to the whatever it is that we're saying here, to the Akashaka, to the Kashem Tzvokas. And saying the amen, the Shemer Emunin, having the Emuna, is what is going to allow us and give us the Koyach to take the lessons and incorporate them into our lives in order to battle the waves that come into our into us. That's essentially the limud from the first gra.
This is Yesh Merava. That Shmer Rava, it's referring to Ekev. It's referring
to Yesh Merava is no, it's the other one. It's Yud Kev of Kashem Tzvokas.
So it's what's transforming Yud Kev into Yud Kev of Kev. Ekev is Yud Kev of Kev.
Ekev is no.
That's something different.
That's something different. That's the Gilui of Kadosh Baruch Hu of Imo Enochi Bitzara. That's the Gilui of the Sneh. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is Imo Enochi Bitzara, but he's also here. That's the Gilui of Kadosh Baruch Hu. In terms of that.
So what's it going on when we were saying Yesh Merabah?
Meaning, which Shem Hashem are we saying is great?
No, I think we're saying that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, will become great when Mashiach comes. So why am I saying it now? Amen. I'm saying it now with the Koyach of bringing the Hashpah into this world. I'm walking on in the Churva, the Gemara says in Dav Gimel Brachas. Walking on in the Churva, and I don't see anything. I don't see Hashpah. I see Hester upon it. You know, you're saying Amen Yesh Mirabah. So, yeah, it's very nice. It will be in the future. So what? No. I'm bringing that into now. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll continue tomorrow.